Welcome to the Cricket Unfiltered podcast, the News Corp Cricket podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Mensel, and what a day for England at the MCG. They are 9 for 491 at stumps. They lead Australia by 164 runs with one wicket remaining, and the star of the day was Alistair Cook, who remains 244 not out and has batted right through the day. Where England are firmly in control of this test, let's head straight to the MCG and hear what our reporters had to say about today's play.
Thank you, Menace. We're here on day three at the MCG. England way on top in this test after a magnificent double hundred from Alistair Cook, which is still ongoing. And joined by Ali Martin from The Guardian, and it's terrific to have you, Ali, because I've found out this summer that you actually listen to the podcast. And is avid fan going too far?
No, that's fair enough. Long time listener, first time caller, that's how you describe me. So thanks for having me on, Ben.
And what a day for England. I suppose it is too little too late, but there is a lot to be said for, for showing face saving face in a series, and England's certainly done that, and they're the only team that can win this match now.
Yeah, that's right. Darren Lehman has just come out in the press conference and pretty much conceded that the thoughts of the whitewash are over, and from an English perspective, we know how destructive 5-0 can be. 2006-07, it saw a team completely break up, and then arguably more dramatically 4 years ago, that generation under Andy Flower that had done so well, achieved so much, got to number one in the world, etc., but then utterly turning on itself, break up into small parts, Graham Swan leaving the tour early, Jonathan Trott's troubles, Kevin Peaton, etc. This team under Joe Root, yes, they've come up short in the first three tests, but they've shown that they are sticking together as a team, and it's great to see from an English perspective, because 5-0, particularly for Joe Root so early in his captaincy, would have been very damaging, but we've seen some fight, and it's been one of the old guard that's finally delivered for England on this tour, Alistair Cook, with an incredible double hundred. I mean, what an innings!
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, and look, he's passed some serious records today as well. I mean, Viv Richards and Brian Lara, to name two names.
Well, I know, he's just said he feels sorry for Brian Lara that's the case. I mean, look, Alistair Cook is never going to be easy on the eye as a batsman. Ugly runs are what he deals in. He's certainly not as stylish as those two West Indians you mentioned. Shiv Chandrapal, who he's also passed along the way, a bit more crabby, we could probably say. But look, it's been an incredible day for Alistair Cook, and I think having had some doubts about his place or his career going forward, potentially just 83 runs in the first three tests, it's a real relief for him, and it's kind of what he deals in. There'll be England fans saying, well, it's a bit little too late in some ways. Possibly the same goes for Stuart Broad and his performance here after going wicketless at Perth. But look, the team is holding firm under Joe Root, and that augurs well for, well, in the short term, Sydney, and then possibly going on into next year as well.
And I think it's a fair result for the series if England win this match. I mean, they were very close to winning in Brisbane, I thought. Probably just a Ben Stokes appearance away from winning in Brisbane. And I think, I'm not sure 5-0 would have been a fair reflection of the gap between the two sides. So England have worked hard. It's easy to forget, I suppose, after the way they were humiliated there on a couple of occasions, but they have worked hard. Now, the Australian attack without Mitchell Starc, I mean, the evidence today would suggest that perhaps Jimmy Anderson was onto something before the Test match when he questioned the depth. But I know it's should have, would have, could have. But if Australia didn't have one of these big three fast bowlers for the first three tests, on today's evidence, could have been a huge factor in the series.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we heard the Barmy Army tonight was sort of revamping the old Mitchell Johnson song and applying it to Jackson Bird, who got a bit of tap at the end there. I mean, I think probably the injury to James Pattinson, obviously off the back of a long English summer, might almost be what's prevented the whitewash here, because had he come in, the hostility of the Australian attack would have been maintained. There has been a dip in intensity since, but they've also gotten to an MCG pitch which has allowed players like Cook, who's sort of been on the back foot for the first three tests, actually to get forward a bit. He's played more through the V than he's ever done in certainly in the last 5 years of his career. And also the England tail hasn't been blown away. We've seen Stuart Broad make a, of 50. That's only the second time in goodness knows over 100 tests that those two have batted together. Putting on 100 runs for the ninth wicket there, and it just goes to show that when without Mitchell Starc, they lose variety, they lose a bit of hostility, and they're certainly more vulnerable.
Absolutely, Ali. We're big fans of your work. You've had a great summer here, and thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. And
no worries, Ben. And thanks, Menes, I should say as well, which has become one of the catchphrases.
He's just up there somewhere in the ether. All right, back to you, Menes. Thanks for that, and we'll join you again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Great stuff as always. Well, you can keep up with all the action at the MCG at dailytelegraph.com.au or heraldsun.com.au. And thanks for listening to Cricket Unfiltered. We'll be back tomorrow with another update.